Eureka by John Thomas. Volume 1. Page 1. A New Translation of the First 5 Chapters of the Apocalypse by the author. Chapter 1. A revelation of Jesus anointed, which the deity committed to him to exhibit to his servants things which must be speedily accomplished, and he indicated them by sign having sent by his messenger to his servant John, who testified the word of the deity and the testimony of Jesus anointed, and whatsoever things he saw. Blessed he that knows accurately, and they who give heed to the words of the prophecy, and observe narrowly the things which have been written in it, for the time is near. The Salutation. John, to the 7 ecclesias which are in the Asia, joy to you and peace from the who is and who was and who is coming, and from the 7 spirits which is before his throne, and from Jesus anointed, the faithful witness, the chief born from among the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, to him having loved us and washed us from our sins in his blood, and made us kings and priests for the deity, even our Father. To him be the glory and the supremacy during the aeons of the aeons. Amen. Vision of the Son of Man in the Lord's Day. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye shall see him, and whosoever pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth shall wail before him. Yea, verily, so let it be. I am the Alpha and the Omega, beginning and ending, saith the Lord, who is, and who was, and who is coming, the Omnipotent. I, John, both your brother and joint partaker in the tribulation, and in the kingdom, and waiting for Jesus anointed, was in the isle called Patmos, on account of the word of the deity, and on account of the testimony of Jesus anointed. I was in spirit in the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice, as of a trumpet, saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. And what thou beholdest, write for a scroll, and send it to the 7 ecclesias which are in Asia, to Ephesus, and to Smyrna, and to Pergamos, and to Thyatira, and to Sardis, and to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice which spake with me, and having turned, I saw 7 golden lightstands, and in the midst of the 7 lightstands I saw, like to a son of man, invested to the feet, and compassed about the breast, with a golden zone, and his head and the hairs white as it were wool, white as snow, and his eyes as a flame of fire, and his feet like to incandescent brass, as if they had been glowing in a furnace, and his voice as a sound of many waters, and having in his right hand 7 stars, and out of his mouth a sharp double-edged longsword proceedeth, and his aspect as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying to me, Fear not, I am the first and the last, and the living one. And I was dead, and behold, I am living for the aeons of the aeons. Amen. And I have the keys of the invisible and of death. Write the things thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall come to pass after these. The mystery of the 7 stars which thou sawest at my right hand, and the 7 lightstands which are golden, is this. The 7 stars are the angels of the 7 ecclesias, and the 7 lightstands which thou sawest are 7 ecclesias. Epistles to the Ecclesias. The Ephesian. Chapter 2. To the angel of the Ephesian ecclesia write, These things saith he who holds the seven stars in his right hand, walking in the midst of the seven lightstands which are golden. I have known thy works, and thy labour, and thine awaiting, and that thou art not able to endure wicked men, and hast tried them who assert that they are apostles, but are not, and hast found them liars. And thou hast suffered, and hast patient endurance, and thou hast laboured on account of my name, and hast not tired out. But I have against thee that thou hast forsaken thy first love. Remember then from whence thou hast fallen, and change thy mind, and do the first works. But if not, I come to thee speedily, and I will remove thy lightstand out of its place, except thou change thy mind. But thou hast this, that thou hatest the works of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He that hath an ear, let him hearken to what the Spirit saith to the ecclesias. To him that overcomes, to him I will give to eat of the wood of the life, which is in the midst of the paradise of the Deity. To the Smyrnian. And to the angel of the ecclesia of the Smyrnians write, These things saith the first and the last, who was dead and lived. I have known thy works, and the tribulation, and the poverty, though thou art rich, and the blasphemy of those who say that they themselves are Jews, and are not, but a synagogue of the Satan. Fear not the things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the Diabolos will cast of you into prison, that ye may be tempted, and ye will have a tribulation of 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give to thee the coronal wreath of the life. He that hath an ear, let him hearken to what the Spirit saith to the ecclesias. He who overcomes shall not be injured by the second death. To the Pergamean. And to the angel of the ecclesia in Pergamos write, These things saith he, having the sharp double-edged longsword. I have observed thy works, and where thou dwellest, in which place is the throne of the Satan. But thou holdest fast my name, and deniedst not my faith, even in the days in which Antipas was my faithful witness, who was put to death with you, where the Satan sojourns. But I have against thee a few things, that thou hast there men holding the teaching of Balaam, who instructed Balak to cast a stumbling block before the sons of Israel, to eat idol sacrifices, and to fornicate. So hast thou also men holding the teaching of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. Change thy mind. But if not, I come to thee speedily, and I will fight against them with the long sword of my mouth. He having an ear, let him hearken to what the Spirit saith to the ecclesias. To him that overcometh, I will give to him to eat of the manna that hath been hidden, and I will give to him a white pebble, and upon the pebble a new name that hath been engraved, which no one knew except the receiver. To the Thyatiran. And the angel of the ecclesia among Thyatirans write, These things saith the Son of the Deity, having his eyes like a flame of fire, and his feet like to incandescent brass. I have known thy works, and thy love, and service, and faith, and endurance, and that thy works, even the last, are more than the first. But I have a few things against thee, because thou permittest the woman Jezebel, who calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to fornicate and to eat idol sacrifices. And I gave her time that she might heartily turn from her prostitution, but she turned not. Behold, I cast her into a bed, and them committing adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they may have heartily turned from their works. And I will slay her children with death, and all the ecclesias shall know that I am he that searcheth reins and hearts, and I will give to you, to each one, according to your works. But I say to you, and to the rest among the Thyatirans, as many as do not hold this teaching, and who acknowledge not the depths of the Satan as they speak, I will cast upon you no other burden. Moreover, that which ye have, hold fast to the time that I may have come. And he that overcometh, and keepeth my appointments to an end, I will give to him dominion over the nations, and he shall govern them with an iron scepter, as the potter's clay vessels it is breaking to pieces, as also I have received from my Father. And I will give to him the morning star. He that hath an ear, let him hearken to what the Spirit saith to the ecclesias. To the Sardian. Also to the angel of the ecclesia in Sardis write, These things saith he, having the seven spirits of the Deity and the seven stars. I have known thy works, that thou hast the name that thou livest, but thou art dead. Become thou vigilant, and strengthen the things remaining which are about to die, for I have not found thy works perfected in the sight of the Deity. Be mindful, therefore, what thou hast received and heard, and strictly keep it, and be changed. If then thou have not been vigilant, I shall become upon thee as a thief, and thou mayest not at all have known at what hour I shall become upon thee. Thou hast a few names even in Sardis which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white robes, because they are worthy. The victor, he shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not at all obliterate his name from the scroll of the life, and I will openly confess his name in the presence of my Father, and in the presence of his angels. He that hath an ear, let him hearken to what the Spirit saith to the ecclesias. To the Philadelphian. Also to the angel of the ecclesia in Philadelphia write, These things saith the Holy One, the True One, he having the key of David, opening and no one shutteth, and he shuts and no one openeth. I have observed thy works. Behold, I have placed before thee a door, which has been opened, and no one is able to shut it, because thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I give up out of the synagogue of the Satan them who say that they are Jews, yet are not, but do lie. Behold, I will cause them that they come, and have prostrated themselves before thy feet, and that they may have known that I have loved thee. Seeing that thou hast kept the word of my awaiting, I also will keep thee from the hour of the trial, being about to come upon the whole habitable, to prove them who dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold fast what thou hast, that no one may have seized upon thy coronal wreath. The victor, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my Deity, and he shall not at all go away out more. And I will write upon him the name of my Deity, and the name of the city of my Deity, the New Jerusalem, which descendeth out of the heaven from my Deity, even my new name. He having an ear to hear, let him hearken to what the Spirit saith to the ecclesias. To the Laodicean. Also to the angel of the ecclesia of Laodiceans write, These things saith the Amen, the witness faithful and true, the beginning of the creation of the Deity. I have known thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. Would that thou wert cold or hot. Thus, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I am about to vomit thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich, and have abounded in wealth, and have need of nothing, and hast not known that thou art the wretched, and pitiable, and poor, and blind, and naked one. I counsel thee to buy from me gold which has been refined by fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white garments, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness may not be apparent, and anoint thine eyes with salve, that thou mayest see. Whomsoever I love, I discipline and admonish. Be zealous, therefore, and change. Behold, I have stood at the door, and I knock. If any one may hear my voice, and open the door, I will enter into him, and will sup with him, and he with me. The victor I will give to him to sit with me in my throne, as I also vanquished, and sat with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hearken to what the Spirit saith to the ecclesias. Vision of the thrones, the elders, and the living ones. After these things I looked, and behold, a door opened in the heaven. And that first voice which I heard, as of a trumpet speaking with me, saying, Ascend hither, and I will exhibit to thee things which must come to pass after these. And immediately I was in spirit, and behold, a throne was established in the heaven, and upon the throne one sitting. And the one sitting was in appearance like to a jasper and sardine stone. And a rainbow circled about the throne, in appearance like to an emerald. And circling about the throne were 24 thrones. And upon the thrones I saw the 24 elders sitting, having been invested with white garments, and they had upon their heads golden coronets. And out of the throne proceed lightnings, and thunders, and voices, and seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of the Deity. And before the throne a translucent sea, like to crystal. And in the midst of the throne, and in the circle of the throne, four living ones, being full of eyes before and behind. And the first living one was like to a lion, and the second living one like to a calf, and the third living one having the face like to a man, and the fourth living one like to an eagle flying. And the four living ones, one by itself, had each six wings circling about it, and within they were full of eyes, and they have no intermission day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord, the omnipotent Deity, who was, and who is, and who is coming. And when the living ones shall give glory and honour and thanks to the one sitting upon the throne, who liveth for the aeons of the aeons, the 24 elders fall before the one sitting upon the throne, and they do homage to him who liveth for the aeons of the aeons. And they cast their coronets before the throne, saying, Worthy art thou, O Lord, to receive the glory and the honour and the power, because thou createdst all things, and on account of thy will they exist and were created. The Lamb, the elders, and the living ones indicated. And I saw at the right of him sitting upon the throne a scroll, which had been written within and on the back, sealed up with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel heralding with a loud voice, Who is worthy to unroll the scroll, and to loose the seals thereof? But no one in the heaven, nor upon the earth, nor under the earth, was able to unroll the scroll, nor to see it. And I shed many tears, because no one was found worthy to unroll and read the scroll, nor to see it. But one of the elders saith to me, Weep not. Behold, the Lion, who is of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to unroll the scroll, and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I saw, and behold, in the midst of the throne, and of the four living ones, and in the midst of the elders, a lamb, standing as if it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of the Deity sent forth into all the earth. And he went and received the scroll from the right of him sitting upon the throne. And when he received the scroll, the four living ones and the 24 elders cast themselves down before the Lamb, having each one harps and golden censers full of perfumes, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sing a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to receive the scroll, and to undo the seals thereof. For thou wast slain, and with thy blood the price hast purchased us for God, from every people, tribe, race, tongue, and madest us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign the earth upon. And I beheld, and heard a voice of many angels circled about the throne, and of the living ones, and of the elders. And the number of them was 10,000s of 10,000s and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, The Lamb that hath been put to death, the power, riches, wisdom, strength, and honour, glory, blessing too, is worthy to receive. And every created thing that is in the heaven, and things which are in the earth, and underneath the earth, and upon the sea, even all the things in them, I heard saying, To him that sitteth on the throne, and to the Lamb the blessing be, the honour, glory, and the power, the aeons of the aeons for. And the four living ones said, So let it be. And the 24 elders cast themselves down, and did homage to him that liveth for the aeons of the aeons.